AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Robert Aaron Long is charged with 8 counts of murder in Georgia for shootings at 3 massage parlors in the Atlanta area. Investigators are looking into whether it's a hate crime, since 6 of the victims were of Asian descent and 7 of the victims were women. Nico Strawn is a former classmate of Long's.
He always had a Bible in his hand, was very religious, very Christian, was never, very outspoken though, definitely kept things to himself. Never really was angry though, you never really saw him mad at anyone. He definitely was just, he was Aaron, to say the least. So this was very eye-opening for a lot of me and my friends.
2 previously selected jurors have been dismissed in the trial of a white former Minneapolis police officer accused in the death of a black man, George Floyd. The judge dismissing the 2 after Derek Chauvin's attorney questioned if any of the jurors chosen had been tainted by the city's $27 million settlement with Floyd's family. 8 jurors in total have been selected. This man was excused from the trial after saying police antagonized blacks in the city.
If someone in the area got shot or someone went to jail, it was known for like the police to ride through the neighborhood when another one bites the dust.
A video seen by millions of people shows Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for some 9 minutes. He died last May. 14 jurors, including 2 alternates, are needed for the trial. The Internal Revenue Service extends tax filing deadline from April 15th until May 17th. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports that extra month helps taxpayers and the IRS.
The agency got backlogged because of the pandemic and is now involved in distributing government relief checks. The IRS also has to issue guidance on recent tax law changes for the unemployed, part of the latest COVID relief package that was signed by President Biden.
This is AP News. With a nod to Women's History Month, the House passes 2 measures, the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, and the other would remove the deadline for states to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Both measures face a more difficult path in the evenly divided Senate. A top automaker says it will continue work-from-home policies after the pandemic. Mike Gracia has more.
Ford Motor Company has become the latest major company to tell employees they will be able to keep working from home once the pandemic fades. On Wednesday, Ford told about 30,000 employees worldwide who have been working from home they can continue to do so indefinitely. Ford added that flexible hours will be permitted if approved by their managers. Other companies, including Salesforce, Facebook, and Google, have said they'll continue work-from-home policies indefinitely. The employment website Indeed says post postings for jobs that mention remote work have more than doubled since the pandemic began. I'm Mike Rossio.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.